This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And here he is, the Patriots linebacker on this show this morning. Hi, Jelani.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Before we get to Sunday, quick question about my lead this morning, which was about David Montgomery, who's a running back for the Lions, who said this week, on World Mental Health Day that he has had suicidal thoughts because of the way fantasy football owners were treating him comment-wise. I wanted to get your, and we hear this a lot with like guys who are complaining because those who have wagered on the game are can be vicious in their comments if they feel like you lost the money. Is that something that you feel like guys are dealing with when it comes to those who are reaching out on the social medias?
I don't doubt it. Sometimes a lot of fans can say some crazy things, and you know, if it's consistent on a daily basis, I can imagine how tough that might be to hear those things or get those comments from people. So, hopefully Montgomery finds a way to, block out that noise. But on the fan part, it's on them. They're gambling their money. It's on their they're the ones to blame. They shouldn't be going after players, especially like, when a game's not in their control.
Yeah. Well, I won't hold you accountable, but should we take Drake May and the over passing yards this weekend?
no comment.
How's it been? So you guys got the news this week, and what's the vibe in the locker room like after that announcement when it comes to a change at QB1?
We're just excited for him to, we're excited for him for this opportunity. I'm sure everybody's been wondering when it was going to happen. It was a matter of time, I guess. But we're just excited because I know he's been working his butt off day in, day out. So now it's time to see how he looks on Sunday.
Jelani, what would be one piece of advice that you would give to him?
Just throw the ball. Do what he's been born to do, and God gifted him with some throwing abilities, and he can also run. So when his name's called to throw the ball, get it going.
Jelani, I know Gerard wasn't very happy with how the news broke on the internet. He said that, players, you guys were finding out via social media. It broke before he had the opportunity to announce it himself. It was that difficult for the locker room, for Drake and Jacoby to find out that way, and for the rest of the players to see it written in black and white but not hear from your head coach yet?
Not really. That's not our decision on who gets to start. It's just whoever's performing well and whatever they decide, that's what's the decision. We can't, that's way above my pay grade to complain and try and figure out why someone's not playing. So that's on the coaches. And, you know, when he did address us, it was then we finally, you know, didn't have to listen to rumors because it was actually true. So, it's not really a big deal for us.
Jelani, speaking of complaining, how would you compare Drake May with Mac Jones and how they handle the role, the locker room? How do you compare those two quarterbacks?
I think I don't know. I don't like comparing, you know. But Mac was doing a great job while he was here. He was doing his best to operate things. And then Drake, you know, he's got a younger and like energetic vibe right now, you know. So hopefully he continues to do that. I'm not too big on comparison with whether it was a teammate or two teammates.
What would you say then just Drake May's biggest strength is that you've seen so far in practice?
He's very competitive. I think that's one thing that we love about Drake. You know, if he's making a bad read, making a good read, like, it's the same thing. He's his biggest critic. So I like the fact that he's, he has that little spunk to him, I guess you can say.
Jelani, I know you say you don't like to compare. So what would be, because we don't get to see it on a daily basis. You get to see it. You actually play against certain guys. Like, if you were to look at Drake May and say he has some similar traits to, especially you talk about his run ability, like some quarterbacks that are currently playing, like, where would you, like, put him in what neighborhood? Does he give you a little bit of Josh Allen?
It's hard to say right now because we don't go live periods with our quarterbacks, so I don't get a perfect feel on, you know, whether or not he'll break this tackle or sack with his mobility. But, you know, like running wise, you know, he's got really long legs, so he's pretty quick once he starts building up the speed. But he can make the throws. That's what I'm saying. My biggest thing for him is don't second guess anything. Just throw the ball. You know, like, trust himself, and I know things will, you know, go well.
Jelani, preparing for C.J. Stroud, what will be the most difficult part about defending him?
Keeping him in the pocket, making sure that he has to go through each and every read. And then just giving him different looks. You know, we have a very wide range of defenses that we run here, so we got to make sure we disguise well and just put pressure on him.
Jerod Mayo on this show has been frustrated with you guys and your inability to do just that, so I'm sure he expresses it to you as he does to us. What, from looking at it from your perspective, what's been the issue with keeping guys in the pocket?
That's just lack of fundamentals. You know, that's day one things that we as professionals have to do on the defense. You know, if we're rushing the QB, we got to make sure that we keep him in the pocket and, like, we don't allow broken plays. That's where all the, like, big plays happen. And, you know, that's something that I've been not just myself, but our leaders have been preaching about, which is getting back to our fundamentals and the basics. So, I'm sure last week we did a great job on keeping them in the pocket compared to the weeks prior. And we're just going to continue to, get back to our fundamentals.
Jelani, one of the things that I know Greg kind of talked about a little bit, I want to kind of take it maybe to even another step. One of the areas that you guys have really struggled in this year and last year was is basically getting to the quarterback and getting sacks. Do you feel like it's guys are not winning their one-on-one matchups, or would you like to see more schemes, games drawn up there up front, especially for you guys maybe to potentially get some free rushes without having to, you know, blitz guys? What do you think has been the biggest issue with not getting sacks?
Winning your one-on-one. If you got a one-on-one, you got to win. We got some dominant guys on the defensive line and, you know, in our OLB room, and, you know, we got really great guys. So if we got our single blocks, we got to win. And we've been preaching that whether it was in the run game or pass game. So I don't know. You ain't got to scheme too much up. You just got to make sure, like, when that number, like, when your time comes to beat somebody one-on-one, you got to win. And I'm sure that, you know, Keon has done a great job on doing that right now, and we just got to keep bringing guys along. So I'm sure we'll get it.
Well, we'd like a sack out of you on Sunday if you could, just one.
I'm doing my best. I'm just trying to make sure that the communication's on point, and then we'll make sure that happens.
We don't ask for a lot. I mean, you were going to... Who's yelling over there?
Our leader.
Our fearless leader.
Oh, our fearless leader.
At 1-4, fearless.
Which fearless leader is that?
The head man.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what
is that mail?
Yeah.
That sounded like a mutiny there.
Put him on the phone. Tell Mayo we just want to say a quick hello.
Oh, the Greg Hill Show said what
up. We want to talk to him in advance of Monday.
They say what's up. They say what's up.
That works. What's the M mean?
Got a squad meeting.
Oh, got squad meeting? You can't be late for the meeting, then, Jelani.
You're fine.
Is he wearing that cool rope hat that he's been wearing during games? That thing's sick.
No.
No. I want one.
Is he going to get on the treadmill and work out next to you like Bill used to do?
maybe. We don't know.
Mayo's still in good shape, though. He looks like he's still in pretty good shape.
He looks like he's in pretty good shape. All right. Jelani, thank you. We'll let you get to your meeting, and good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, don't get fined.
Appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
He's like, I'm not putting him on the phone.
You're fearless leader. Yeah, we're 1-4. Come on, let's go. Get to the meeting.
I got a fantasy football expert coming at me in the Twitch chat
because
I dared to ask him about fantasy football. So.
See? Rest my case.
Guy says, just so you know, Greg, linebacker is not a position in fantasy football. Yeah, I know.
It can be if you use individual defensive players.
I have dabbled a little bit in fantasy football. Mm-hmm. I'm aware. Is the linebacker a part of the defense? Do you pick a defense in fantasy football?
You do, Greg.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you get points? I thought you could get points for sacks, like individual sacks in fantasy football. Like, you know? I guess sack is worth a few points. Is that worth shot?
Wiggy, the New England Browns in Twitch chat would beg to differ.
I don't know. I don't play fantasy football, so I'm asking.
The guy or the woman is a five-time fantasy football champion in the cul-de-sac. So knows his or her stuff. All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, man.
We are going to get to Courtney in the news next, including would Wiggy eat it based on what happened at a barbecue in North Carolina.
I love barbecue too.
Was it North Carolina?
Was it not North Carolina?
That's South Dakota, but.
Oh, maybe it was South Dakota.
I'll double check.
All right, we will get to that coming up next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.